I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The Brattleboro Retreat has taken on a larger role in Vermont's decentralized mental health care system, and as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tessman reports, the hospital will be asking for an additional investment as lawmakers put together next year's budget.
In 2011, the floodwaters of Tropical Storm Irene forced the closure of the state hospital in Waterbury and led to a restructuring of the state's system of mental health care. Over the last few years, the state has invested in projects in Berlin, Rutland, and Brattleboro to better serve Vermonters with the most acute mental health needs. FEMA helped pay for the $5.3 million renovation of the adult intensive unit at the retreat, which opened in 2013. Peter Albert, Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the retreat, says it's now time to upgrade and modernize the retreat's 22-bed adolescent unit.
It's important to understand that the retreat is the hospital for children and adolescents in Vermont who have the most severe mental health issues. There's no other hospital facility that serves that population.
Last week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released the retreat from an agreement to improve services that the psychiatric hospital has been under since October 2014. The retreat signed the agreement following a number of incidents at the hospital. These include at least two suicide attempts, an altercation between a patient and a staff member, and an inspection that found deficiencies in safety protocol. Albert says the retreat hired a consultant to develop a plan to satisfy federal regulators, and upgrading the adolescent unit was one of the steps identified to improve care and safety.
As a hospital, we're not able to afford the extent of renovations on our own, so we've submitted a proposal to the state to ask for some assistance. Because the bottom line is we've got to recognize that adolescents deserve and need the same support and resources that we've recently invested in the adult population.
Albert says it's too early in the process to estimate costs, but he says retreat officials will work with lawmakers and members of the administration next year to develop a plan, which might include a renovation or building a new facility for adolescents. A spokesman for Governor Peter Shumlin declined to comment on the retreat's proposal because it is too early in the budget process. Albert says the retreat is not looking to add beds to the unit at this time. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.